I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Two co-workers, best friends, murdered in a cold case. Only one clue, not a single answer. Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Elise. Today, we're diving into the unsolved West Coast video store murders. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. Whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddex.com. Use the promo code LARRY21 for 10% off your first order. Now let's get into it, shall we? Most cold cases have at least a slim chance of being solved due to having a source of DNA evidence to match or the murder weapon found. However, the possibilities for a particular cold case to get solved get that much harder when there is no known motive, no person of interest, or suspects named or murdered weapon discovered. What if the only key to closing the case was a tiny piece of DNA evidence, of which a match is yet to be established? That's the current reality for one particular cold case involving the double murders of two best friends and co-workers in 1993 at their place of work, a video store. This case, the West Coast video store murders, hopefully will one day get the closure it deserves. But first, let's dive into the victims and who they were. Sean Campbell and Brian Benson were best friends who grew up together in Warminster, Pennsylvania. In 1993, both were 20 years old and worked part-time at their local West Coast video store in the Rosemore Shopping Center on County Line Road. However, both men would meet an unfortunate, abrupt end one fateful night that, to this day, no one knows who is responsible for or why it happened at all. Neither Sean nor Brian had kept any secrets from their loved ones. Both of them attended the same high school and shared mutual friends. Each lived with their respective parents within walking distance from the video store. At the time of their murders, Brian was attending Bucks County Community College in addition to his part-time job at the video store, and Sean also worked full-time at Sylvan's Pools in Abington. Moreover, Sean had been working at the video store for up to 6 years. By that point, while Brian, sadly, had only been gone working there 6 months earlier. Within their last few hours, Sean and Brian tended to several customers, including Brian's father, Gary, who had stopped by the store around 9 p.m. to pick up some movies. By his account, nothing appeared out of the ordinary, so there was no reason for him to stay longer than he did. That was according to his wife. On the night of November 10th, 1993, both Sean and Brian were in the process of closing up the store for the night. Shortly before 10 p.m., both entered the adult X-rated room, where they both got fatally stabbed with long-bladed knives into their necks, backs, and chests. Since both Sean and Brian were at least 6 feet tall and physically fit, investigators firmly believe that there was more than one assailant, with the notion that there had to have been two. Despite being stabbed repeatedly, both put up a good fight, as evidenced by the defensive wounds on each of their forearms during the autopsy. Though the motive was initially suggested to be robbery, the fact that the assailant or assailants only took $300, not including any of the cash in the register, or either victim's wallets, has cast doubt on this. Moreover, police suggest that either the assailants hid in the adult X-rated room of the store before attacking them, or that both men were lured there by some form of force. It is unclear which one of these two scenarios did occur. Unfortunately, no one discovered their bodies until the owner of the store did the next morning, which by then was too late. Police at the scene found neither any signs of forced entry or a murder weapon. Additionally, they discovered that the front door had been left both unlocked and ajar. Furthermore, detectives discovered that someone had cut the wire to a security camera aimed at the cash register. Even more frustratingly, investigators quickly determined that cutting the cord to that security camera would not have made a difference at all, since the security camera was not working at the time. The reason for this was because the security camera did not activate until after the store was locked. Though the police concluded that two assailants responsible trying to identify them proved challenging. Interestingly, one clue they did find was a gold half-inch fake diamond stud earring, which they found on the floor between the bodies. It had ripped off during the ensuing fight between one of the boys and their assailants. Subsequently, DNA was collected from the earring in the form of tissue and blood. However, despite the DNA obtained from the stud, any matches from it have yet to be found. And now let's dive into the aftermath of this horrific double murder. 2 years after the murders, according to a 1997 news account, a jailhouse snitch named John Hall started calling Sean's family from prison. He made claims that a fellow inmate serving a life sentence confessed to the double murders. However, investigators were able to determine that his allegations were frustratingly made up quickly. Additionally, that same year, a partially rusted knife was found behind the Rosemore Shopping Center. Although the police had the blade tested, it did not yield any evidence. The murders left both families and their community reeling from the double tragedy. As a result, they raised $52,000 for information leading to the arrests of those responsible. However, the case remains unsolved to this day. The identities of those responsible remain unknown. Over 20 years later, while both families have moved on as best as they could from their tragedies, they remain haunted by their losses whenever they encounter new people or when new neighbors move into the neighborhood and ask about their kids, remaining kids. Honestly, I cannot even begin to imagine being in that position. To have lost a loved one, your child no less, in an unexpected, senseless, and violent manner, where you still have no answers as to who killed them or why, you probably will never get any. Besides having to decide on whether even to tell the people you just met about what happened to them or not when asked, both to avoid the awkward reactions or painful reminders, is hard enough. Moreover, they are no longer confident that the murders of their respective loved ones will ever get solved. And at least somewhat made peace with that. Despite that, both families still deserve some, at least some answers. Hopefully, Sean and Brian both get justice one day soon. If anyone out there knows even the tiniest, seemingly insignificant clue to who killed Sean and Brian, please contact the Warminster Police Department at 215-443-5000. The phone number will be in the description. And that's all we have for this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, Cold Case Files. Let us know your thoughts on this cold case. Do you think it will ever get solved? Let us know in the comments section below. Give us a thumbs up if you like the video and hit that subscribe button. And now we're going to pick a card from the Poddex True Crime deck, and the question is, who do you believe was the most violent serial killer? And I would have to say think it was John Wayne Gacy, because he just kept killing people over and over and over and over and over.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.